Broadcasting and streaming worldwide from the Golf Club Studios, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
Good morning on this rather rainy, kind of sexy Saturday morning. It's December 10th. Have you gotten your Christmas shopping done, your holiday gifts wrapped? Probably not completely. And I've got to tell you, if you can get over to the Poipu Bay Pro Shop, they've got a fabulous sale. All of their new items, all of their new apparel, 35 to 50% off in the Pro Shop. They've also got bags, selected shoes, other items at 20% off. And if you're looking for a great stocking stuffer, it certainly is available with a gift card at Poipu Bay. That's Poipu Bay Golf Course on Kauai. And the Pro Shop is open right now. There's something else that you should check out. Okay, they're celebrating their 25th anniversary at Poipu Bay. And the 25th anniversary is being celebrated by $25 tee times. On 5 days out of the week, during the midday, you can play Poipu Bay Kama'aina for $25. There are also specials for some of our visitors as well. So check it out. Poipu Bay Golf Course, Kauai South Shore Gem. We're going to be talking with Ron Syrak, Golf Digest senior writer, and you can find him at ronsyrak.com. We're going to thank the people who make the show possible first. The Tournament of Champions, my next stop on the Plantation Course at Kapalua. It's a winners-only event. It's January 4th through the 8th at Kapalua, where the champions, only the winners, come to play. You can find out more at pgatour.com/tournaments.
The Golf Club, brought to you by Poipu Bay Golf Course. 18 championship holes, hosted PGA of America Grand Slam of Golf for 10 years. It's an outstanding golf course for golfers of all abilities. The Poipu Bay Golf Course, Kauai's South Shore gem. And Futura Stone. Futura Stone's master craftsmen can turn your building, company, or home into artwork. Futura Stone, only the best. By Claude Brousseau, Master PGA Professional, 2-time Aloha Section PGA Teacher of the Year, Vision 54 Coach, and Aim Point Certified Golf Channel Lead Coach. You need a lesson with Claude Brousseau. And by Raynor Doors, the overhead door used to protect the Lamborghini showroom. Provide lasting security and safety for your business. Raynor Doors. And Creative Plumbing. Whether you're a building, a shopping center, a store, a custom home, or townhouse, call Creative Plumbing, because it has to be done right. Creative Plumbing.
And by the Sony Open in Hawaii, the first full field event on the PGA Tour of the new year. And it's, of course, at the gorgeous Wailea Country Club. It's January 9th through the 15th. And you can find out more at SonyOpenInHawaii.com. The entire LPGA schedule is out. The Lotte is coming back to Hawaii. Is it coming back to Hawaii? We're going to talk with Ron Syrak. He's with us. Of course, he's senior writer of Golf Digest. And you can find some of his other musings at ronsyrak.com. Always topical, always there at ronsyrak.com. Welcome to the show, Ron.
Thanks for having me on. Always a pleasure.
The LPGA schedule, the changes, some events not, some events are new, some events have moved, and there seems to be a lot more prize money. This is... It's excellent news for the LPGA. What were your thoughts when you first saw the schedule?
Yeah, you know, when I talked to the commissioner, it's a couple of years ago now, and I was saying, do you need more events? And he said, not necessarily do we need more events. What we need is more prize money, and what we need is more network TV exposure to get the product out there. And I think they're taking steps in those directions. The prize money is continuing to go up. And they are getting more exposure out there. It's I think it's a product that right now loaded with young talent. There were nine multiple winners on tour this year from eight different countries, and their average age was 22 years old. that's really a strong base to build on.
Absolutely, and I want to congratulate Brittany Yada of Hilo. She earned limited status on the LPGA. So she's going to be playing out there on tour. It's tough for the kids that just get in at the very beginning with a limited status. What does that mean?
Well, there's a priority listing in which you get into tournaments. And you know, if you the farther down you are, the less chance you're going to get one of those spots in there. And you got to work your way up, and they will do a reshaking of the priority list as things go on. So what you want to do is get yourself in a position where you can at least play any Symetra Tour events that you want, and then hopefully get into the regular LPGA events and position yourself both on the money list and the world ranking so you move up in the pecking order.
And so it means you've got to be able to travel. You've got to be there when you need to be there. It doesn't matter how long it takes, how much you wait. But it's expensive undertaking for a 21-year-old to be able to get underway. She needs a lot of sponsors. So anybody who wants to help out Brittany Yada of Hilo, you can do that because she'll definitely appreciate it. So the LPGA schedule, 35 events, record money, $67.35 million, 11 of 30 returning events, increasing the purse size, just as you had hoped, Ron Cyrak, increasing television exposure we seem to be getting. And now we've got a match play event. Again, the Lorena Ochoa Invitational is moving to May and going match play. I bet you like that.
Yeah, I do. I love match play. And, you know, in fact, I would like to see more innovative formats used in on all the pro tours. And now that there are, I think both the PGA Tour and the LPGA should have best ball match play events. I think best ball match play is one of the most exciting formats that there is. We see it all the time in Solheim Cup and Ryder Cup. I would also like to see, since the LPGA now has strategic alliances with both the PGA Tour and the PGA of America, I'd like to see mixed team events. You know, put stuff out there that's interesting and different than the 72 holes or 54 holes of stroke play that we see week after week after week. The key number you mentioned there, that 35 events, you know, that's good news for young players out there, because what it does is creates more opportunities to play. More when the tour was bottoming out at 23 tournaments, all the big players were essentially playing every event, and nobody else, those marginal players, those fringe players, those new players, didn't have a chance to get into a mix. Now there's going to be much more opportunity for young blood to get out there and get involved in the competition.
Awesome. Okay, let's go over some of the new ones. Thornbury Creek LPGA Classic. That's in Wisconsin. Then we have announced earlier this year, the Aberdeen Asset Management Ladies Scottish Open. We have the Indy Women in Tech, presented by Guggenheim, at the Brickyard. And the Mackaysan New Zealand Women's Open, courtesy of course, Lydia Ko, and the Alley Sports Rainswood in China. So why don't we start with our mainland U.S. events. And I've got to go straight to the Brickyard. Is that the one that's played inside the Indy Brickyard?
Yeah. I believe I haven't been to that course, but I believe some of the holes start in there, then goes outside of it. That's going to be a fascinating event. That other one that you mentioned, the Wisconsin event too, that's being done in conjunction with on the Native American tribe there. I was at the press conference last year when they announced that was going to come on board in 2017, and it was very, very exciting to see the tour partnering with a local Native American tribe group there to put off that tournament.
Absolutely, yes. And what is also cool to see is the LPGA kind of following what the PGA Tour does. They start off, the Open is played after the Scottish. And we have something similar happening now with the LPGA, doing the Ladies Scottish Open before the Rico Women's British Open.
Yep. You know, and boy, I wish there was a way. And I think this idea of partnering with the Ladies European Tour, partnering with the Australian Professional Golf Association are really good steps. I would like to see more of that, both on the men's and the women's side, is for all the tours to work together so that they're not competing against each other. I don't think the pie is big enough to be out there competing against each other. You got to try to work together and create events.
I agree.
I'd really love to be able to see the Women's British Open and the Men's British Open played on back-to-back weeks.
I think
that would really help media coverage for
that would be awesome.
The women's.
Yes. I couldn't agree with you more. And I'm sorry to bother you. It just makes me really excited. The prospect is exciting because it does bring the media all to one place. And it's been difficult to get media members to come out to many events. The media centers are getting smaller and smaller and smaller. And what's a golf tournament without coverage?
Yeah, you know, I mean, I used to have, when the print version of Golf World magazine was still in existence, and I would do 3 weeks in a row in Europe. The schedule always went men's British Open, the women played the Evian tournament, then it was women's British Open. But I was like, at that Evian tournament and frequently at the women's British Open, I'd be the only American journalist there. In 2014, because I think it was the Commonwealth Games created a scheduling problem, the women's and the men's British Open. The women's British Open was the week before the men's British Open. The women played at Birkdale. The men were at Royal Liverpool. And you did find some American media came over for the weekend for the finish of the women's British and then stayed to cover the men's British. That they would get that sort of spillover coverage if they could coordinate those two events.
Not a problem getting coverage for the Solheim Cup. And that's going to be back on U.S. soil. Exciting. Are you going?
That'll be, I certainly hope to be there. It's my every intention. I was in Des Moines. They're going to play at Des Moines Country Club. I was there for a senior U.S. Open, I'd say about 2001. And it set the single-day U.S. Golf Association attendance record. They had 52,000 people there on the Saturday for that tournament. So I expect there to be huge crowds. The Des Moines market is really the kind of market the LPGA does really well in. You know, it's like when the Women's U.S. Open was in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, a couple years ago, last year, they set the all-time attendance record for the Women's U.S. Open because it's the biggest sporting event in that market all year. And that'll be the same thing next year with the Solheim Cup in Des Moines. That will be the biggest sporting event in that market all year.
Coming to China, it looks like the LPGA is connecting with the Chinese market in a huge way. They just signed a new partnership with Ali Sports Shanghai, a division of Alibaba. They're going to stage an LPGA event in mainland China every year for the next 10 years in conjunction with, and talk about partnerships, the China Golf Association and the China LPGA Tour. I didn't know there was a China LPGA Tour.
Yeah, you know, and part of the deal is that a certain amount of spots in that field have to be reserved for players from the Chinese Tour and from the Chinese Golf Association. Look, China's not so much concerned about volume. They're concerned about quality. For them, Shan Shanfeng winning an Olympic medal was huge. Olympic medals matter in China, and that's what they want to do. Now that golf is in the Olympic Games, they want to develop not necessarily a billion new golfers, but they want to develop world-class golfers. They want to have world champions, and they want to have Olympic champions.
And she just won another event this past weekend this weekend in Dubai. What am I talking about?
It's just,
you know, so she is showing incredible form this year, and it looks like she's just going to continue on in that vein. They must be incredibly proud of her, as the people in New Zealand are of Lydia Ko. And here we've got an event on the LPGA Tour because of Lydia Ko, the Mackaysen New Zealand Women's Open. Is it because of Lydia Ko that it's being added to the schedule?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you know, how remarkable is it that a 19-year-old is essentially has that sort of marketing power, and she does. You know, she's a hugely popular athlete in New Zealand, and she's a hugely popular athlete around the world. She's very much a global golfer who's multilingual, has a really engaging personality, is a fun player to watch on the golf course, and oh, by the way, she wins. You know, she's got all the intangibles, plus she's got the tangible success.
Ron Syrak, Golf Digest senior writer. You can find him at ronsyrak.com, author of Play Your Best Golf Now. He's covered over 150 majors. I want to talk with you after this break about Lydia Ko and David Ledbetter and about the USGA. a nice little rules change. I think I tweeted, I almost felt warm and fuzzy about the USGA rules. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
After a year of searching, I found the perfect building for my new 30,000-foot showroom and office. I asked the architect what to do about the flooring. She just smiled and said, call Futurastone. They can turn a dirty, bumpy slab into a work of art. Super low maintenance, yet tough as nails. It's not paint, it's polished concrete, as seen in Architectural Digest. Call Futurastone at 841-7433. It needs to be done right, on time, and on budget.
As we jet from place to place, we buckle in knowing they maintain their planes daily. They don't put off repairs till the next month. Your plumbing can't wait. It doesn't matter if your water line, sewer line, or fire line broke at the worst possible moment. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or commercial center, high-rise, townhouse, or hen house. You need your job done now. Done right. That's Creative Plumbing!
Your experts on call.
Poipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore has reopened to rave reviews. Come play our newly renovated greens. Bring the family, invite some friends. When you stand on that tee box and see that view, you'll know why Poipu Bay makes any day special. Come join the Aloha. Visit our pro shop and take home a memory at Poipu Bay, where golf is played. Call 808-742-8711. Your tee time is waiting.
Let's see, 40 yards to the pin, wind in my face. Where's my wedge? I saw this flop shot on TV. Oh, not even close. Now back to Danielle Tucker.
And it's the final days of the Poipu Bay annual holiday sale. Men's and ladies' regular priced apparel, all of the new stuff in the house, up to 50% off shirts and tops and skorts and jackets and dresses and t-shirts, 20% off golf bags and shoes. So get over to the, and by the way, when you're there, check out the $25 play at Poipu Bay for their 25th anniversary. $25 for Kama'aina. 5 days out of the week, not Wednesday or Sunday. I think it's interesting that not Wednesday or Sunday. And it's during the midday. And it's certainly worth $25 to play Poipu Bay. Did I just say rules changes? LPGA, no, USGA. The United States Golf Association has... what they say is working on overall rules modernization, but until that process can be done, the USGA and the RNA, I thought that was so interesting. I'm talking with Ron Cyrak, Golf Digest senior writer. Find him at roncyrak.com. Ron, the phrasing of that, did you find that interesting?
Yes. You know, I mean, first off, I think it was terrific that they acted on what we'll call the Dustin Johnson rule now rather than waiting for the next revision of the rules. You know, it was put right on everybody's radar screen at the U.S. Open this year, and they did this sensible, logical thing. And that's one of the things that the people who like to bash the rules of golf will point out is that, and I'm a big believer in this, I think the one standard they should be using for violation is, did the player gain a competitive advantage? And in the case of Dustin Johnson at Oakmont, his ball moved a 16th of an inch, and it was unintentional, accidental, and he gained no advantage from it. There's no reason there should have been a penalty at that point.
So I'm just curious what the modernization of the rules is actually going to be done when that process is done. You know, what it's going to look like when all of this is done. So on that rules change, I just want to point out, it's about preparing for the putt and accidentally, let's say, dropping a ball and it hits your ball mark. Okay, if you drop your ball marker and it hits your ball and it moves, you can put it back. If you accidentally kick your ball and it moves, you can put it back. So if you're preparing to putt and it accidentally moves, that's the Dustin Johnson case, I think, you can put it back. But this is only on the putting green, people.
Right.
And what does it mean?
And still, if an outside agency moves your ball, like, say, a gust of wind or or gravity. And there's some people who argue that one of the reasons the Dustin Johnson situation happened to begin with is the greens were running at 15 on the stimp, and gravity just took over. But in that case, you've got to play your ball from where it ends up. But again, the point that they were looking at is there was no harm, no foul. You know, why? And when they modernize the rules, I think that's what they're going to be looking towards. I also think, and I certainly hope they do this, I hope that they, I don't know if it's, you'd call it modifying the language of the rules, but simplify the language of the rules. The rule book was written by a bunch of lawyers, and it sounds like it.
Yes.
You know, it doesn't need to be as complicated as it is.
Now, this is a local rule. The USGA says it's going to use, USGA and RNA will be using it for all championships and events, but that kind of means those guys have to pay attention. If some event isn't going by that local rule, then they could be penalized if this happens to them.
Well, I think what you'll find is the tours will adopt the local rule, you know, universally. So every PGA Tour event, every LPGA event will be, every LET event will adopt the local rule. But yes, if you're playing in some other, there could be another event that you're playing in, and that rule is not going to be invoked.
I was watching television, seeing something about a bee. I think it was during the Franklin Templeton shootout.
Yeah.
And the bee landed on the ball, and we had to call in the rules official. How do we get this bee off the ball?
Yeah. You know, again, that doesn't, you know, we talk about pace of play all the time. Do you really need to slow things down to bring a rules official in there? You know, just knock the bee off the ball.
Yeah. I think he was told to take a tee and push him off the ball. You know, it's like, don't get stung.
You know, I'd like to see something, you know, I mean, the out-of-bounds rule to me is one that is a really inconvenient rule for the recreational golfer, because how many times do you not know your ball's out of bounds till you get down to your ball and you haven't hit a provisional, and then you got to go back to the tee to hit again, and there's got to be a way to make that easier for the recreational golfer.
That's a very good point. We don't have a whole bunch of people all across the course looking for where our ball goes. In tournaments they do. Interesting development in the world of Lydia Ko. She has, not personally, but she's informed David Ledbetter that she doesn't want his service as coach any longer. Have you heard anything about that?
Yes, you know, and I think that's the case. And, you know, Lydia famously left her longtime coach, her coach from when she was a little bitty kid, for David when she moved set up a camp in the United States in Florida near the Ledbetter Academy. And they'd been working for the last couple of years on trying to make her a little bit longer off the tee. And it's resulted in a left miss that she had going on. And you know, look, Lydia hasn't won since mid-July. But she won four tournaments this year, including a major. She fired her caddy about 6 weeks ago, right before the Asia swing started. She fired her caddy, and now apparently she's changing swing coaches. A lot of times when you're dealing with a really young player, a teenager out there, the parents have less patience than the player does. And sometimes when you look around and you see, okay, the player's not winning with the regularity to which she's accustomed, they start to make changes. So first it was the caddy, and then it was the coach. And so, you know, you wonder in a situation like this, how much of it is tension between the player and the coach, and how much is tension between the parents and the coach?
I think I'm going with the latter, because I heard David Ledbetter say that it was said that he said the dad was getting so involved. They were both telling her things while on in a coaching situation. Dad was constantly saying something in their language, and David was speaking in English, and it sounds awfully confusing to me.
Yeah,
very difficult. Okay, one final thought. Who are your players of the year on the LPGA and PGA Tours?
Well, I guess we'd have to go with Arya Jutanugarn on the LPGA. You know, it's certainly close between her and Lydia, but she did finish first in the points for Player of the Year. She will probably get my vote in the GWAA for Player of the Year. And I guess we're looking at Dustin Johnson, you know, who's really just sort of building. He's, to me, in my mind, since he took that six-month leave of absence for personal reasons a couple years ago, he's returned as a much more focused player, and he's finally capitalizing on all the ability he has.
It's awesome. I'm going to where we first met, Ron Syrak, senior writer, Golf Digest. I'm going to Kapalua to the plantation course, and I'll remember the moment when I said, you know, Ron Syrak hung up on me for some reason when we first met each other, and I'd really like to apologize for whatever. I wish I could meet him, and they all said, there he is, right over there. Thanks for being on the show. I look forward to talking to you soon.
Thanks for having me on, Daniel. My
Aloha.
Pleasure.
We're going to come back, and we're going to talk Kapalua, Tournament of Champions, with the GM over there. And right after, Alex Nakajima is going to be with us right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
There's nothing like a good round of golf. Want to have more fun and play better? Golf easier with the coaching of master PGA teaching professional Claude Brousseau. Claude will simplify your game, scratch golfer or just beginner. As a two-time Aloha Section PGA Teacher of the Year, now with the Ko'olina Golf Academy, you will get great results and improve. Call Claude at 808-870-1422 or email him at claudeforbestgolf@gmail.com. That's Claude Brousseau at 808-870-1422. Have more fun and stop buying lunches for your group.
Hoipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Come share our home where the Grand Slam was played. Robert Trent Jones Jr. saw the mountains and felt the sea. Sure, great vistas and greens most people only dream of. Take the day off or do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the fun and the aloha at Poipu Bay. Call us for your tee time, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay.
Strong, quiet, dependable, reliable. Sounds like a great husband for my daughter, but really, it's your new Rainer garage door. Your home deserves the beauty and dependability that only Rainer can give. Call us today at 676-3667. Ask about our fall special and save money as you improve your home. That's Rainer Hawaii, 676-D-O-O-R.
Teed up the ball, feet grounded, taking a deep breath, rip it, and rip it. Did I do that? Oh, man. Now back to Danielle Tucker.
Alex Nakajima is general manager of Kapalua Golf and Tennis, Troon Golf, and this is the home of the Tournament of Champions. We've got the defending champion, Jordan Spieth, and Brant Snedeker, one of my favorite players. Boy, he's good on the greens. Hideki Matsuyama, who just won the Hero World Challenge. We've got Charlie Hoffman, Daniel Berger, Dustin Johnson, a winner just a couple years ago at Kapalua on the plantation course. Welcome to the show, Alex.
Good morning, Daniel. How are you?
Excellent. I'm really excited. I'm going to be on the lovely Valley Isle in just a couple of weeks. Does it seem possible that what are you doing to get ready?
Oh my God. Yeah, it's just absolutely coming up so quick. I relocated from Princeville 6 months ago to Kapalua, and then it's just been a whirlwind getting ready for the tournament. We have the grandstands going up already, and just tickets are on sale. It's just a full swing to get ready for the tournament.
I just posted my column about the Tournament of Champions and all the volunteers. Without the volunteers, this wouldn't even be financially feasible, would it?
I know. The volunteers is such a big part of a successful tournament for any venue, but likely so here at the Kapalua. We're going to need all the help we can get. So we really appreciate all the past volunteers and the future. Encouraging all of you to sign up at PGA Tour.com at Tournament of Champions.
Yes, and it's all, I'm going to post my column too so that you can get to that. It's on aroundhawaii.com, and you can see where your volunteer opportunities are. But when you're getting, do you get special requests? Do you handle those special requests from these champions who are coming in with their families during the holidays?
Absolutely.
What do they want to do?
Yeah. Well, that's part of the fun and the uniqueness of this event. You know, people are relaxed. The players are relaxed and bringing their families. They have their separate agenda, too. You know, it's not all about golf this week. And they want to enjoy the Hawaii lifestyle as much as they can. So hiking to, you know, boat tours, these are all part of their agenda. As well as tuning up for the tournament. But, you know, they have a, you know, I get various requests from the players. And it's been a lot of fun.
Yeah. Can you tell us what one of them was? Do they want to go to Haleakala? I understand you have to put reservations in now to park up there.
That's right. Haleakala, to, you know, road to the Hana. Obviously, boat tours, popping over to Lanai. Just a very, very, you know, a lot of requests.
Yeah, and we've got Jason Day, Tony Finau. You know, he grew up in Laie on Oahu. So it's he would spend summers here, and he played for Turtle Bay. So it's really exciting to see, and he's such a long hitter. Has anybody been out yet to practice?
You know, not yet. We haven't seen anybody yet, but the before the Christmas, I think we're going to begin to see some of the players over here.
They're starting
to the golf course is full, but we got obviously room for them to practice early mornings, and so you never know who you bump into here at Kapalua.
It's beautiful. Have you heard, I imagine Pat Perez will be there. Do you have the updated list of players who have committed?
We do, and it, you know, it changed weekly leading up to last week, but I think we're committed to 33 players, so it's going to be a good field, very strong, and you named a few. Of course, our past year winner, Jordan Spieth will be back, Bubba Watson, Patrick Reed, Dustin Johnson, very strong, and then Hideki also winning, you know, last week. So just a fantastic field, and we're so excited.
Now, tickets, they can be some of the charities, I think it's Golf for Maui Charities. If you are still, you know, if you don't know about this, you may want to get in touch with the folks at Kapalua, because you can sell tickets and get the proceeds from the ticket sales, and you get to keep that. So you need to call 808-665-9160. 808-665-9160. You'll get all the information about Golf for Maui Charities, and they'll also be able to tell you where to get tickets. But just off the top of your head, Alex, where is it best to go online?
It will be, you know, just as easy to go online, or you can come to the counter at the Kapalua Golf Courses. We have the tickets here. We've been getting a lot of people just to walk up to the counter. And so that way we can really answer some of the ticket benefits and access rights. And also parking is a big issue, because we're expecting a huge crowd. You know, make sure everybody goes to Lahaina Civic Center and then hop on the shuttle. That way they will drop you right at the gate. And unfortunately, if you head to the Plantation Golf Course, where our parking is very limited with all the tour equipment. So make sure to everybody go to Lahaina Civic Center and then hop on the shuttle to come over this way.
Okay, yeah, so don't drive to the Plantation Course or to Kapalua. Don't go that far in. You want to go to the Lahaina Civic Center. You'll park, and then they'll shuttle you, and you'll be able to relax, and they drive you right up this beautiful hill. And it's almost... there's something romantically fair-esque, you know, it's like a fair is going on, this fabulous, and the tents are up, and the wind and the flags are flying, and you look over the bay, and you see the whales are breaching, and it's spectacular, and it's a beautiful time to take a walk the course, enjoy the Plantation course, Corin Crenshaw, their first U.S. design, I believe it is. And it must be in spectacular condition.
you know, we've been gearing up for it. So the greens are, you know, rolling smooth. You know, the fairways are nice and firm. You know, the 18th hole, once again, will create that drama, over 630 yards, but I think the player is going to reach in two again. So it's just exciting stuff, you know, getting ready. And the uniqueness of this tournament is such a limited field, elite field, of course. Only the tournament winner of the past year can be here. So, and you can get right up close to the players and walk alongside. So it's a really unique opportunity in Hawaii to get up close with the tour players. So take this opportunity to, you know, buy the ticket and then come join us.
It's fun. I was there when Bubba hit driver off the tee and driver off the deck. It was an amazing moment in television history when everybody said he's pulling his driver. He's driver.
Yeah. That's right. You know, you never know what you get.
That's right.
That's right. And because the wind can blow. A few years ago, we had a very strong wind and tough weather. You know, but it brings the best of the players. You don't see, you want to see all the skill that they have, and, you know, a couple of this layout will, you know, pull that out.
Yeah, and it really will, because that year the wind was blowing. It was only blowing on two holes. All the rest of the course was playable except for those two holes, you know, and they're playing on other holes going, why is the horn, why are you calling play? I'm in the middle of a really good run here.
Yeah, that's right.
Alex,
it's such a unique course.
Yeah, it's fantastic. So you need to get out to the 2017 Tournament of Champions. Of course, Jordan Spieth will be there, Jason Duffner, Brant Snedeker, Hideki Matsuyama. I hope Charlie Hoffman's coming out. Jason Day, Daniel Berger, Dustin Johnson, which is Aaron Bedley. It's great to see him winning again. Just a lot of fun with all the guys coming in. Pat Perez, one of the... I always say Pat because I got to follow him as an honorary observer during the Sony Open in Hawaii. Alex, did I miss anything?
No, I think you covered a lot, but the volunteers... We are, we're going to make a final push in the next couple of weeks. So if you have the time and then you'll be in this area, please take the opportunity to go online or call in or, you know, call the golf shop over at Kapalua, and then we're happy to assist you. And look forward to seeing everybody in a few weeks over here.
Yeah, they're looking for marshals, on-road transportation, player transportation, admissions, walking scorers, shot link, all of those things. And, you know, it's not hard. All of this is, and it's fun, and you'll enjoy yourself, and you'll have an experience at a PGA Tour event with the winners of the year. And that's something you'll never have again. This is a wonderful, wonderful time. Thank you so much. And now call 808-665-9160. 808-665-9160. Get more information or go straight to the pro shop and they'll give it to you. Thanks, Alex Nakajima. It's always a pleasure talking with you. General Manager, Kapalua Golf and Tennis Resort, Troon Golf. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Danielle.
Aloha. Yes. Aloha. See you soon, a couple of weeks.
That's right. Okay.
Aloha. We'll be back right after this. We're going to go to Mid-Pacific Country Club. Lots of changes, great changes, dynamic changes. It's really an exciting time at Mid-Pacific Country Club. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
After a year of searching, I found the perfect building for my new 30,000-foot showroom and office. I asked the architect what to do about the flooring. She just smiled and said, call Futurestone. They can turn a dirty, bumpy slab into a work of art. Super low maintenance, yet tough as nails. It's not paint, it's polished concrete, as seen in Architectural Digest. Call Futurestone at 841-7433. It needs to be done right, on time, and on budget.
We're busier than ever, and some things can just wait. Washing the car, painting the study, or cleaning the screens, your plumbing can't wait. It doesn't matter if your restaurant's water line broke at 10 a.m. or your building's hot water heater blew up at midnight. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or high-rise, retail store, or home, you need your job done now, done right. Your 50-foot sewer pipe won't fix itself. That's Creative Plumbing!
841-2837.
Your experts on call.
Work the ball, play more break, be aggressive.
Wow! 6 feet past the cup. What was I thinking?
Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
You know, some gifts are more romantic than others. Others, well, less romantic initially, keep on giving for long after they're received. So a lot of you have been living with a noisy, clunky garage door for so long you hardly notice it anymore. In this season of giving, why not give yourself or someone you love a full service and safety check for the largest moving part of your home? Full service, safety check. Doesn't that sound like a good idea for the largest moving part of your home? Rainer Hawaii can keep your door, your old door, very quiet. And now, just in time for Christmas, ask them about their special holiday sale. It's a new, safer, quieter operator. That's right. You may want to do that. You may want to not just do the safety check. You may want to actually change out that motor. But you need to check it out. Everybody should take care of the largest moving part of their home. It's Rainer Hawaii, 676-3667. That's 676-DOOR. We have some really exciting things happening in the world of private country clubs. It's great to see growth when you have something as beautiful as the Mid-Pacific Country Club, with its history, the gorgeous course, first built in 1923 by Seth Rainer, a course that's hardly been changed at all, unlike so many of the Seth Rainer courses. This one looks like Seth visioned it, and it's right between the mountains, the Ko'olau Range, and the ocean. At, you see the Mokes right off the offshore. It's beautiful. And the country club, it's, I guess, population has kind of diminished. Not anymore. There's a resurgence. And I think it has a lot to do with Phil Stika, club development officer for the Arnold Palmer Golf Management, Century Golf. He's also president of Persimmon Golf Management. It's a management consulting group that specializes in grassroots membership development and team building of boards and committees to accomplish their goals. And I think that is put so well. Welcome to the show, Phil.
Hi, Danielle.
Hi. I'm really excited. I was a part, I did the Emerald membership, and I got to have the experience of the Mid-Pacific Country Club, and it feels reinvigorated. And I got the emails showing me all the people who have joined Mid-Pacific Country Club. What kind of membership increase have you managed to inspire?
Well, it's been an exciting 120 days there. We've managed to actually bring in over one member a day in that period of time. So we have about 135 new members in the club, and with those new members, obviously they're all having that honeymoon experience with a spectacular golf course.
Yes, it is, and you're constantly taking care of it, and that's the beauty because of the major events that are held there. The Mid-Pacific Open, the Jenny Kay. Will those events continue?
Oh, yeah. The traditions of a private club are always very important. But along with those traditions, with a new membership, we are creating new traditions, hopefully, in the process of, bringing this club into the future of where it needs to be positioned in the market.
And what would those traditions be?
Oh, my gosh. Just member mixers. It's more about it's more about how can we bring members together and for commonality rather than just a golf experience. you know, it's country clubs are starting to evolve into things that I think are looked at as more of a personal club rather than a private club. And when things start to become personal, you stop or you lose the ability for that family ohana that you're trying to accomplish within a private club. And that's everyone living for the same, kind of the same purposes and enjoyments and getting together and people getting to know each other.
Right. It's like Augusta. That's not a personal country club. That is that is a private country club that you are lucky to be a member of. And you have traditions in your club. I thought the one that was really adorable for Mid-Pacific Country Club was the sweater, the Christmas sweater night. You bring out, you know, that sweater that you'll never wear any other time of the year.
Oh, and you know what's so funny is that we've had, we've started some different things that, you know, we had, I had the luck of being here for the club celebration of its 90th anniversary. We've been doing these events where, get members involved, get them dressed up, people trying to become part of that, of the ceremony and the celebration and getting all involved. And, even the special events that we're having there at the club, the attendance is going up by 200% because of the fun that's becoming part of the club again.
Yeah. And the dining room is looking so beautiful. And the vista, of course, you've really taking advantage of that view that you have, the view plane of the Ko'olau Range. Your office, you're going to be giving up your office, though, soon, right? You've come in to kind of work as an Arnold Palmer golf management person to help the club reinvigorate itself. Who takes over when you leave, Phil?
We've got a spectacular new general manager starting. He's coming in from, actually from San Diego. He's got about a 30-year experience of working in private clubs through California and Texas, Mr. Jim Sweeter. Jim's a great guy, and he was born and raised in Iowa, wrestled in Iowa. He's a walking stud of an athlete, and just a great personality. Members are going to love the guy. Very, very family-oriented. He and his wife, you know, have moved here now. They just relocated to the island a week ago Monday. And he's excited to be here, that's for sure.
You know, when you started your grassroots, and the emphasis, of course, is on grassroots membership development and team building of boards and committees. I think both of those things are separate and so important. How did you get one new member a day? I'm sure a lot of people are jealous that you accomplished that. How did you do that?
Well, repositioning the club and looking what people are looking for in a private club in today's market. You know, the average private club member only plays once a week. And unfortunately, when you have dues in a lot of clubs that are running around $700, $800 a month, if you start dividing that, how many rounds of golf you play into the monthly dues, you're paying $200 to $250 a month to play a round of golf.
Mm-hmm.
And you can play anywhere for $250 a round. So what happens is that what we're looking at doing at Mid-Pacific is how do we have more members paying less rather than less members paying more? And so when you start spreading the cost of the club over more people because they simply play less golf than the private club members of the past, it makes it affordable, and it also allows the families to become involved in the club, and creating activities around all those types, that scenario makes it affordable for people to say, let's make this part of our recreational life.
And the traditional members, the members who've been around a long time, are they embracing this?
Well, they get the advantage of having more members because not only does it stop the dues increases that come with when you have a membership that is kind of going backward,
mm-hmm.
It also, because of the volume that we've brought in, we have actually been lowering the dues of the primary members that have been supporting the club with fees higher than what would traditionally take place in a club of that nature.
That's excellent. And the board of directors and the committees that make up that board, Do they come to you with special concerns, and do you help them address them?
Well, a lot of, you know, the biggest concern, obviously, is how did we get all of these people to start being centered in their thinking and revolved around the club, and what do we have to do to make the club private rather than personal? And that's saying, it's looking at the business. It's trying to get the boards and committees to fly at 40,000 feet in their management style rather than at ground level where they think they are trying to control the operations and those types of things. The policies have to be, in a club, have to be beneficial to all members, not just to individual members.
That's so critical. And it's difficult to get to the individual members who think it is their private personal club and get them on board to fly at 40,000 feet and let the operation take care of itself. It must be a very delicate balance. And you do this for a living, is going into private clubs and building up the membership and bringing back that private club experience for a large group of people that can sustain the club. And Mid-Pacific Country Club is in on a prime piece of property. A lot of people ask the question is, how long will that lease last? How long will that land be there? Do you have the answer to that?
It's my understanding the lease, as long as we keep paying the rent, is part of the club as long as they want to keep it. The club is located in Lanikai. It's not in an area that I think that the homeowners would want to see additional development take place because of the traffic concerns that, you know, getting in and out of Lanikai. And frankly, 90-year history of the club, it is really the keystone to the community, and that brings so much recognition to the area because of what a spectacular facility it is.
Yes, and what it gives back too. It offers many different people the opportunity for fundraisers. Will that, those charity events that are held there, will that continue too?
Oh, absolutely. You know, a lot of people look at private clubs and private club members. They think that they look at them as elitists, or sometimes they think those are the snobs on the hill. And in reality, they're some of the biggest philanthropists in the community. The members give their club all the time. They give their services. They give the club's amenities. They give out rounds of golf and opportunities to charities all the time. I believe I deal with at least a charity a day in my time there of people asking requests. And of course, those requests go in front of the charity committees, and I don't think they've ever said no to anybody's request.
See, that's what it's all about, giving back and making it your country club, a private club that you are in it with a group of people with one desire, and that is to have a place where you can go. There's the fitness center, there's the golf course, there's the swimming pool, there's the dining facility. There are just so many opportunities for you to bring your family together and have a great time at Mid-Pacific Country Club. And you've made it so that not so many people who are not necessarily the guests will be, they'll be paying their share when they come aboard to play with a member, right?
Oh, yeah. You know, when people look at a private club, and I've been involved in 100 around the world, but every private club I go to, the stature of the club in the community is really based on the membership itself. It's the people in the club that make the club. It's the friendliness. It's the members that go over and introduce themselves, saying, "You know, I'm you don't look familiar, but introduce themselves. I'm Mr. Member, and we'd like to welcome you to the club. And how would you like to be part of our group next Saturday?" Or they tell them about one of the clubs within the club. You know, we're part of the motorcycle group, or we're part of the kayaking group. And we don't know if you're interested in kayak or if you kayak now, but if you ever do, please, here's my name, phone number. You know, look us up, help, you know, be part of that part of the club also.
Phil Steika, he's the club development officer, Arnold Palmer Golf Management. And a lot of people were worried about Mid-Pacific Country Club. The membership was dropping. And the question was, could they pay the rent? That was a question. Now you've reinvigorated the place, and I certainly am really excited. I'm happy. And thanks for coming aboard, and looking forward to Jim Sweeter. I hope you'll let me take over his office for the Saturday morning broadcast of the golf club at the, well, whether it's the Mid-Pacific Open or the Jenny K, I usually just come on in.
I'm sure he's going to be happy to see you, Danielle. Absolutely.
Thanks, Phil. Phil Stika, thanks for being on the show.
Thanks, Danielle.
Aloha. We're going to come back and talk a little bit about my game. And, you know, I played a little bit at Mid-Pacific Country Club, and I was surprised to see what a difference it has made. And Jason Digert, Golf Tech Director of Instruction, has helped me get the best out of my swing with a really cool... Have you ever used the business card drill? We'll talk about that right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Strong, quiet, dependable, reliable. Sounds like a great husband for my daughter, but really, it's your new Rainer garage door. Your home deserves the beauty and dependability that only Rainer can give. Call us today at 676-3667. Ask about our fall special and save money as you improve your home. That's Rainer Hawaii, 676-D-O-O-R.
There's nothing like a good round of golf. Want to have more fun and play better? Golf easier with the coaching of master PGA teaching professional Claude Brousseau. Claude will simplify your game, scratch golfer or just beginner. As a two-time Aloha Section PGA Teacher of the Year, now with the Ko'olina Golf Academy, you will get great results and improve. Call Claude at 808-870-1422 or email him at claudeforbestgolf@gmail.com. That's Claude Brousseau at 808-870-1422. Have more fun and stop buying lunches for your group.
As we jet from place to place, we buckle in knowing they maintain their planes daily. They don't put off repairs till the next month. Your plumbing can't wait. It doesn't matter if your water line, sewer line, or fire line broke at the worst possible moment. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or commercial center, high-rise, townhouse, or hen house. You need your job done now. Done right. That's Creative Plumbing!
Your experts on call.
Ah, here's the local rule sign. Keep it in the fairway. It speeds up play. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
Jason Digert, PGA Golf Tech Hawaii. He's the center manager and the director of instruction at Golf Tech. That is Golf Tech. Yes, we're talking Golf Tech. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is Jason Digert. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Danielle.
Are you on a speakerphone?
I am.
It's so not personal. Can you possibly get on a regular phone?
I thought you might want to hear a little ukulele music.
Ah, thank you so much. Now you're talking to the person that's listening to you.
I guess I got your answer.
Jason.
Good morning.
Good morning. I love the business card drill because I realized that I was hitting at the ball. I wasn't hitting where I was supposed to be hitting, and you taught me the right place to actually get the bottom of my swing to go to.
Yeah, it's really hitting through the ball instead of at the ball. I think a lot of golfers, you know, simply don't quite understand the physics involved with when an iron strikes a golf ball or how an iron is designed to strike a golf ball, which is really, if you're looking at the swing on an arc, a hula hoop or something like that, a circular motion, you really want that bottom of the arc to be 3 to 4 inches on the target side of the golf ball, past the golf ball. So you're striking the ball on the downswing, and the business card drill is it's a good visual. So you set the club down and you put that business card about 2 inches forward of the club head, and it gives the player a good visual as to where that club needs to be hitting the ground, as well as, you know, business card is obviously very thin, and you really have to get that leading edge of that club down and underneath that business card to get it to fly up off the turf.
I think of it as aiming for right in front of the ball.
I love it. Yeah.
You know, and so when I did that, I not only hit the ball, but actually you try it without a ball first. And what you want to do is make that business card fly. So you put your ball down where you'd normally put your ball, and then you put the business card right in front of it lengthwise, and then you pick the ball up. Is that how we do it?
Sure. Yeah.
Right? And then you watch it fly. And when you make it fly, that means you've actually really made that ball go far, because you're using the iron's loft to its best advantage. Is that right?
That's right. Yeah, I had a student in yesterday, in fact, who was, you know, when we do our initial swing evaluation with players, we kind of want to find out more about them, how much they play, how much they practice, and what their goals are. But also, why are they coming in to see us for golf lessons? What is frustrating them about their game? And this particular player's frustrations happened to be top shots. He was topping his irons, topping his driver, basically not getting good contact, because he was doing exactly what we're talking about, is kind of trying to lift the ball. He was trying to catch that, get the leading edge of the club just under the ball at that one little teeny spot and trying to lift it off the ground. And it's very, very, it's nearly impossible to do. And it's really not the way you want to be hitting a shot. So same thing with him. We used the business card drill, and he started thumping the turf and kind of started to understand the physics involved with that. And, you know, I told him, if you get good at this drill, or when you get good at this drill, you have to practice it. Everyone has to practice divots. Tour players practice divots, getting that club to hit the turf in the right spot. But that will greatly minimize spin shots and top shots.
I'm recovering, you know, from back surgery. It was done over a year ago. So my body, although will never be exactly the way it was before, and it just isn't after back surgery, you want to build your game to reduce tension on that part of your back that was worked on. And you want to have a game that will take you through 18 or 9 holes at least. You know, maybe not 18. A lot of people are not necessarily going out for the 18 holes. So that's why I wanted to talk with Jason Dygert at Golf Tech. Go inside, use the facilities to see what my shoulder turn, my hip rotation, all of the things that you hear about on television that they're, you know, the golf instructors are talking about, or the analyst is saying, look at the shoulder turn. One of the things that I wasn't doing correct was getting that arc going with my swing so that my shoulders would dip in the necessary arc. And what did Jason Dygert do? He added audio so that when my shoulder went down to the right location, a little beep would sound and would be like positive reinforcement. That's where you're supposed to go. Beep. Oh, wonderful. If it doesn't beep, I'm in the wrong place. And then you can see, just on with the mechanics and the swing that he's teaching you, and then on the video, you can see the numbers, how much. And it's really cool, Jason, when you're able to show that somebody is doing it within so many degrees or percentage of the LPGA or the PGA Tour, those players, or the Champions Tour. Very cool.
Yeah, I thank you. That was well said. All of that was spot on. And I love teaching. I've been teaching golf for about 20 years, and I've been with Golf Tech for about 8 years now. And I love teaching with video. I love teaching with the audio feedback, like you said, because, you know, we using motion measurement, we can help a player reinforce the feel. And in your situation, and with a lot of player situations, talking about maintaining posture, a lot of players have the tendency in their backswing to stand up and get out of posture, and it makes it very difficult to get back to the ball consistently. So being able to use a shoulder tilt measurement and set that so that a player gets some audio feedback when they're maintaining posture in their backswing. And once you hear that beat, you can say, okay, that's right. Now I feel this. And usually when I'm working with a player, after about 10 reps of that, I'll start to ask them, well, what do you feel? What's your association with that movement? And, you know, inevitably it's, you know, keeping the left shoulder down a little bit more in the backswing or keeping your chest over the ball. Usually the player will be able to kind of identify a feel that they can take with them out on the golf course.
Yeah, and then you can see, too. And seeing, you know, I've gotten over my nervousness about seeing myself, and I found that when I see something like, oh, the curvature of my spine, hello, stand up straight with your back. You know, use your back, use your core, tighten it up, because that's where, and all those things are reinforced in the video. So that's really cool. Just a quick moment here. KPUA Hilo, KGU FM Honolulu, KGU AM Honolulu, KONI Lanai City, KTOH Kalaheo. So we're talking with Jason Dygert, PGA, Golf Tech Hawaii, Center Manager and Director of Instruction. And I would really like to get our executive producer of the Golf Club radio show over in to see you for a swing analysis. And I know that you've got some really cool specials for people who would like to do the same thing. Maybe they have someone who's struggling with their game, gets frustrated. You know, they really like to be out on the course. They really like to go out with their friends. But when they do, it just doesn't turn out to be fun. And I think that you can change that with just even a swing analysis, get it started, get them going, and then they can continue. So let's talk about the Silver Holiday package that you have.
Yes, we have a Silver Holiday package. We have a Gold Holiday package. And the Silver Holiday package is our swing evaluation plus one follow-up lesson. Usually we like to do the swing evaluation, give the player an understanding of their swing, a couple things to work on, and then come back in 1 week or 2 weeks so that they have a chance to practice that a little bit, work it into their on-course time, work it into their practice time, and then do a follow-up lesson. And so that allowed the player to come back and digest the stuff and be able to work it in and see some results from that. So that Silver Holiday package, swing evaluation plus one lesson, is $195. And then we also offer the Gold package, which is a swing evaluation plus three follow-up lessons. So it allows us to get a little bit deeper into the player's game, work on the parts of their game a little bit more, and that's $295. So it's definitely a good opportunity for people to get in, see what it's all about, do the swing evaluation, take a couple follow-up lessons, and start to understand their game better, and probably most importantly, start to practice more effectively and efficiently.
You know what to practice. You know what you're doing wrong. And I don't mean that in a, you know, you're wrong, negative sort of way, but wrong like your body mechanics are off. You feel good about yourself, and sometimes it works. But actually, if you just made a little adjustment, it would work a whole lot more often. And maybe then you could build on that and then actually get more distance. So all of these things come with all these packages, the Silver Holiday package for $195 and the Gold Holiday package for $295. They all come with video practice. You go home with a little, what is it called? Jason, rescue me here.
The web lesson.
Yes, that's the one. So you can see yourself, you can pull up, you have your own little web lesson, you can pull it up and you can see, and then the instructor leaves notes, so you can, you know, oh, that's right, that's what we're doing, you know, and it's all right there for you. So you can bring it up, look at it, refresh yourself, and then go practice. It's really great.
Thank you, Danielle. I agree. I like the web lesson feature of what we do because it does. It allows the player to get home and, you know, pull out their iPad or their phone or their laptop and review the lesson, look at the videos. We put drills on there. We reinforce the main points of the lesson with some notes. And that way they've they've got that stuff fresh in their head when they're next time they go to the driving range or next time they go to the golf course. You know, you don't want eight things going on in your head when you're going to play or practice. You want one or maybe two things, and you got to reinforce those consistently throughout your practice and throughout your play. And that way you will start to develop good habits and good skills in your game.
There's also the 10% off lessons. So let's say, you know, you're a serious golfer and you really don't need any of that stuff. You can choose from, they've got these great packages, okay? And it'll help you improve your game a lot faster and you'll enjoy lasting results, seriously. So you get in touch with Jason Dygert and he'll help you. I think it's 10% off the lessons and you can look at it online at the Player Performance Center, Golf Tech Hawaii. What's your website?
Website is golftech.com.
Just go to golftech.com. I'm talking with Jason Dygert. He's PGA. He's the Center Manager, Director of Instruction, Golf Tech Hawaii, Honolulu Star Advertiser, Best of 2015 Golf Instructor. So you should go check him out or, you know, give a gift of love to the person who loves the game of golf but gets so frustrated that they end up walking away and saying, I'm never going to play this game again. And then a couple of months later, they're back out there, you know, kicking themselves around and their friends don't know what to do for them. Maybe you friends should get together, kick in $50 each, and there's a gift for that foursome person that's having such a hard time. Jason, thanks for being on the show.
Thanks, Danielle. Appreciate it.
Aloha. Aloha. We're going to come back and talk with Steve DiMeglio, golf writer, USA Today. He was following Tiger Woods last weekend. What a difference a week makes about how we feel about Tiger Woods. And I just got this before we take our break going into it. I just want to remind you, you know, some gifts are romantic. Others, while less romantic initially, they keep on giving long after received. Many of you have been living with a noisy, clunky garage door for so long you hardly notice it anymore. In this season of giving, why not give yourself or someone you love a full service and safety check for the largest moving part of your home? Rainer Hawaii can help quiet your old door, and just in time for Christmas, ask them about their special holiday sale on a new, safer, quieter operator. It's Rainer Hawaii, 676-3667. That's 676-DOOR.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
As we jet from place to place, we buckle in knowing they maintain their planes daily.
They don't put off repairs till the next month.
Your plumbing can't wait. It doesn't matter if your water line, sewer line, or fire line broke at the worst possible moment. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or commercial center, high-rise, townhouse, or hen house. You need your job done now, done right. That's Creative Plumbing!
Your experts on call.
Hoipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Come share our home where the Grand Slam was played. Robert Trent Jones Jr. saw the mountains and felt the sea. Sure, great vistas and greens most people only dream of. Take the day off or do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the fun and the aloha at Poipu Bay. Call us for your tea time, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay.
After a year of searching, I found the perfect building for my new 30,000-foot showroom and office. I asked the architect what to do about the flooring. She just smiled and said, call Futura Stone. They can turn a dirty, bumpy slab into a work of art. Super low maintenance, yet tough as nails. It's not paint, it's polished concrete, as seen in Architectural Digest. Call Futura Stone at 841-7433. It needs to be done right, on time, and on budget.
You scope out the sand traps. You size up the green. You're eyeing the flag. Now, it's time to choose a club, but You don't know which one to choose?
That's when you turn to Danielle Tucker. Now, back to the golf club.
Steve DiMeglio, Golf Writer USA Today, awarded the 2009 Associated Press Sports Editors Award, first place in the news category for the 2012 LPGA Global Media Awards. He's written 16 children's sports books. He was also a White House correspondent. Wow, wouldn't you like to be there now? Steve DiMeglio, welcome to the show.
How you doing? Doing well. How are you, Danielle?
Hi. The ratings went through the roof. Tiger Woods was back on television. I looked at the numbers. The numbers were, while most of the country worked, the Hero World Challenge drew 0.86 rating. That's 786,000 viewers, up 190% from the coverage of last year's event. That may not sound like a whole lot, but, it was on a weekday. Amazing. According to NBC Golf Channel, that's the most watched first round of any tournament, excluding the Ryder Cup, since the British Open. It's also the most watched fourth quarter in Golf Channel history. Isn't that amazing?
Well, as Jordan Spieth said, Tiger still is the needle. And a lot of the other players said he's the only one that, he still moves the needle. And what I saw down there, Bob Herrig of ESPN and I arrived there on Sunday, and we bumped into Tiger. And it was one of the best things I've seen all year. And Bob would say the same thing. We watched him hit golf balls for 90 minutes. And he wasn't just hitting like 10 shots and then taking a break for 5 minutes. He was hitting one after another after another after another. He had his power back. He had his speed back. He said he's healthy. And so as long as that back holds up, going into the new year, it's just great news for all golf.
It is great news for all golf. And I have so many people saying, I don't want to talk about Tiger. I don't want to hear about Tiger. I'm like, what are you talking about? It makes golf relevant on a much larger scale. It improves the business of golf. And I mean, the equipment industry, I'm not just talking about them, just the business of golf. People get excited about going on the course. Someone who's had back surgery and sees Tiger Woods getting back there, it gives them a reason to go back. If you've hurt a bad knee, you can go do this again. I don't know. I just think he's great for the game. And I loved watching his 65. But what did you think about that 4-over-76 on Sunday?
Well, he said he didn't run out of gas. I think he was more mentally drained than physically drained. There were a couple times when he got really bad breaks, like when he made the triple bogey on the sixth hole. He was pin high in two on a par five, but it was in a rut in the waist area. Now, granted, that's supposed to be in the waist area, but it was in a rut. And, he blasted it long, and then he had to chip off the putting green, and, that didn't help, and he chunked it. And I don't, he still made 24 birdies. He made a lot of birdies. And I have to believe, again, he's going to play a lot more golf if his back holds up. He'll play a lot more golf between now and when he makes his debut in 2017. He'll clean up a lot of these little mistakes. But what I saw over 4 days, I didn't see any big misses. His misses were small, or much smaller than they were when we last saw him play. Everything just looked great. And again, it's my opinion really doesn't matter. What you want to do is listen to the players. And from Ricky Fowler to Jordan Spieth to Brooks Koepka to Dustin Johnson, all of them there that we talked with, Patrick Reed, Hideki Matsuyama, they were really excited to see what they were seeing because nobody knew what to expect. And they are feeling really good going in to 2017. As Jordan Spieth and others said, golf was doing very well for the last year and a half that Tiger really hasn't played. A lot of younger players have taken over the mantle. But, golf wasn't dead. But with the Tiger Woods back, that's just going to make the game even better. It's going to make everything even better. And so as I said before, if the back holds up, it could be a really good 2017.
What do you think they mean by golf would be better with Tiger Woods in the mix?
Everything is better with Tiger Woods in the mix. And there's no denying that. Unless the haters want to deny it. Every player will tell you, Tiger Woods in the game is much better than when Tiger isn't in the game. There's more buzz at the tournament. There's more people. There are more eyeballs. There are more stories being written. There are more there's more time on ESPN and other sports shows. He just brings that little extra that nobody else does. Yes, Rory is great for the game. Jordan Spieth's great for the game. Dustin Johnson's great for the game. Ricky's great for the game. Tiger just makes it a little bit even greater because he is, as Jordan Spieth said, he is the needle.
Yep.
He moves the needle.
Absolutely agree.
He just creates, whether you like it or not, he just creates so much more attention. And I think deservedly so, because he's the winner of 14 majors, 79 PGA Tour titles. He's done things that nobody in his generation did. And, you know, sometimes I like to say, if, you know, if I was around when Babe Ruth played, I would have watched him take batting practice every single day. And so with Tiger Woods, I'll watch him play every single day I can.
Yeah, yeah. And charities win, you know, the more tickets that are sold because Tiger Woods. So everybody wins. I don't understand the haters. I really don't get it. But there's opposition for everything. So that's just the way it is. I thought I heard someone say that Tiger said he had to go and gain weight back.
Well, he had lost around Thanksgiving time. His two children got sick, and so of course Tiger got sick. He dropped about 12 pounds, but he'll put that on right away. He did look thinner, but he was still muscular. But that's not a big deal. He'll put that on right away.
Can you tell me why that's important, though? Because he looked thinner. It didn't look. He looked like he should look somehow. Sometimes when he looks so bulked up, it looks like it's bad for his swing.
Well, he's got to keep weight on. He's going to keep weight on because he can't run as much anymore. He can't work out as much anymore. He would rather be what he was calling his playing weight, 12 more pounds. So I think he was down like 178 or 180. I think he likes to be around 190. And so 10 pounds on him, I don't think he'll be as bulky as we remember him in his heyday at times. But again, he just, you know, the two kids get sick, he lost weight, he'll put it right back on it, and he'll be right back to where he was right before Thanksgiving.
So everybody wants to know, when are we going to see Tiger Woods play again? And I heard something about something maybe in the Middle East and then maybe Torrey Pines. What have you heard?
Well, it's from what we would gather, it's going to be one of two things. He will either start in Abu Dhabi, which is the week opposite of the Career Builders Challenge in Palm Springs. And then he would play Torrey Pines the following week.
So that's or end of January, beginning of February, right?
Yeah. Or he starts at Torrey Pines and then plays Dubai the following week.
Oh.
Or he plays just one in the Middle East and then plays his tournament in Los Angeles, Northern Trust, which is Genesis, that his people are running. Or he plays Torrey and doesn't play in the Middle East, then he plays Torrey, and then he'll take 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 weeks off before he plays the L.A. So there's a lot of options, but I'd be very surprised if he does not play Torrey Pines. I think he will play Torrey Pines, and I'd be shocked if he doesn't play his own tournament at Riviera, the Genesis, and I'd be surprised if he doesn't play the Honda Classic. The way I look at the schedule, I'm thinking he'll get 4 to 5 tournaments under his belt before Augusta. And again, all predicated on his back staying healthy.
What about the betting on the Masters odds?
I always get a kick out of this. First of all, I think the people that make the betting lines are as good at what they do for a living as anybody is at what they do for a living. It has nothing to do with who they think is going to win. So people say, how can he be 20-1 and Henrik Stenson is 25-1? These guys are crazy. No, they know that Tiger's going to be, more people are going to bet on Tiger just because he's Tiger. So the odds have to come down. It's that simple. He'll get more money bet on him than anybody else, but they can't make him the favorite because that, you know, that would probably keep some of the money away. But, the odds drop because interest is up. People are going to say, hey, I'm going to watch the Masters again. I want to bet on Tiger again, and they're going to bet on Tiger. So
it's a wonderful thing, you know, to see the ratings up. And I love how you say predicated on his back. And he also said, it's not me exercising, like doing this 2-hour warm up and the 3-hour cool down, in sitting in a tub of ice, you know, to get my body back after doing whatever massage he does. And I didn't hear everything, you know, I don't know what he does, except that he doesn't like the cold water bath, and I can't blame him. It's picking up a ball or kicking a ball with the kids or doing, you know, just bending over, and everybody, that's the biggest danger for him, I think.
There's a lot of things. I mean, and he said that. He could hurt himself swinging, or he could hurt himself kicking the ball the wrong way or taking a bad step. Again, this is a back that's been surgically operated on 3 times. In addition to a knee, his left knee has been operated on 4 times. And so, you know, he knows he has to be careful, but he still puts the work in that he needs to put in, whether it's hitting golf balls, whether it's chipping in the backyard, whether it's putting for hours. He just has to do it differently. He's just no longer doing the heavy, really heavy weightlifting. He's no longer running 30 miles a week. He's just doing things differently now. And just like he's going to have to play differently on the golf course as well. He was once the second longest behind John Daly, and now he knows there's Dustin Johnson's out there, Kepka. There's so many big hitters out there. He's just got to find a different way to win again.
Exactly. And if anybody can find another way, when we watched him win the British with his irons only, that just shows you that he's a master status, tactician.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Steve DiMeglio, senior writer, USA Today. Pleasure talking with you. Thanks for being on the show.
You betcha. Anytime, Danielle. Thank you.
Thank you. I want to thank the people who make the show possible. Sony Open in Hawaii, the first full field event on the PGA Tour of the new year at the Wailea Country Club, January 9th through the 15th. SonyOpenInHawaii.com. If you would like to volunteer, go to SonyOpenInHawaii.com. If you'd like to get tickets, they make great stocking stuffers. Go to SonyOpenInHawaii.com. All of the information is right there at your fingertips. Poipu Bay Golf Course, 18 championship holes. You can play 3, 7 stretch, Ocean 9, Ocean 11. You can play all 18, and you can play all 18 for $25, except on Wednesday and Sunday during the midday. It's a thank you. They're celebrating their 25th anniversary at Poipu Bay with $25 tee times. Yeah, give them a call. You want to get your name down for that $25 deal. And go into the pro shop because they've got the sale going on. It's 35 to 50% off what they've got. Apparel, the new stuff that comes in. Yes. Futura Stone. Futura Stone's master craftsmen can turn your building, company, your home project, the flooring in your warehouse into artwork. Futura Stone, only the best. Creative Plumbing, whether you're a building, a shopping center, a store, a custom home, or a townhouse, or something itty-bitty or gigantic, just call Creative Plumbing, because it's got to be done right, right? You want the water to stay in the pipes. Call Creative Plumbing. Rainer Doors, overhead door used to protect the Lamborghini showroom, provide lasting security and safety for your business. And by the by, they're offering a really great deal for you to give to your loved one. It's a safety check on your largest moving part in your home, get in touch with Rainer Doors. If you want to listen to the show, all you have to do is go to radiogolfclub.com. We store the show there, so you can listen to it over again if you'd like. Thank you for your mana, and may you hit the sweet spot every time. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week, and we'll tee it up together only on The Golf Club.
Copyright 2016.